Coaching as Benevolence, a podcast for people who are curious about using coaching for self-development. I'm Erin with Roots and Wings Grief and Loss Coaching.
And I'm LaShawn with Michelle Sage Place Positive Intelligence Coaching.
So motivation is a key topic that comes up in pretty much any coaching session, and it tends to come up over and over again. And so I started to wonder about this question of, do we need to be motivated to feel motivation? But also more importantly, if we're not motivated, do we need to be motivated? So looking at kind of the nuances of this broader level question about motivation, so that, you know, if you're a coach listening to our podcast, you can maybe think about how that ties to more of the day-to-day work you're doing with clients, to also the listeners out there who are not coaches, but are just interested in self-help in general and the topic of motivation in general. So to get us started and thinking about motivation, I guess when I think of motivation, I think of it as a desire and willingness to pursue something. It doesn't have to be always action, but typically does include action-oriented steps within it. And in our day-to-day, we are constantly doing things on repeat without even thinking about, are we motivated to do this or not? So I also think when we're talking about motivation today, just for some framing, I'm thinking about motivation for maybe broader scale goals that one might have for themselves, or micro goals that somebody might be pursuing for themselves. So I guess I'll just pose the question to you, LaShawn. If we're not motivated, do we need to be motivated?
I think that what comes to mind is, and this might have more to do with like the myth of motivation, that it's a driving force. So I like the way that you define motivation as a desire. Because desire does not necessarily mean that you're going to be taking action, or you're going to be, it's a feeling of wanting something, right? It's not so much a driving force. So I think a lot of times when I think of motivation, I am searching for motivation. I'm saying I'm not motivated to do that. I'm searching for some kind of reason or feeling to move. So I would say, no, you don't have to be motivated to do something or to make something happen. I think motivation can come from taking action or starting something. And I think that we often delay progress, or we fail to complete something because we're waiting for that driving force. When really, if we start something and we say, well, okay, I'll do this for 5 minutes. And then I've heard that before, I do something for 5 minutes. And then if you're still not feeling the energy to do it, then you can just stop. But most people, most of the time, if they do it for that 5 minutes, oh, I can do another 5 minutes. I can do another 5 minutes. I can do another 5 minutes. And then it gets to a point where you really enjoy what you're doing, and you want to see how it ends, and you want to have a finished product. So you have that motivation. That's one of the things that I think about when I think about your question. And I guess the answer would be no. Sometimes you just start whether you feel good or not, or you feel like doing it or not, or you feel you have the energy or you don't. And then it can come from the action. And again, you did talk about it not necessarily being action oriented. But when I think of motivation, I often think of action and action oriented tasks. How about you, Erin?
Yeah, I agree with what you've said. And I'm really curious about this idea of, you know, if I'm not motivated, do I need to be? Is it more of a question than of, maybe I'm thinking about this in a way that's not working for me? Maybe it's unmotivating to me, or maybe it's not what I actually need to be motivated about within the problem or within the goal or within the challenge. So let's say I want to do the dishes more often rather than leave them in the sink more often. And if I look at my motivation there, why is that? Is it because I have a desire, using that word again, to have a clean home? Or is it an avoidance thing? I want to be able to avoid having a hard conversation with my partner who might get angry about that. So really trying to untangle like the positive, negative, neutrals of how that's working. And maybe I need to pivot in terms of what am I really motivated about here? Maybe I don't want a cleaner house and maybe I don't want dishes done, but maybe I want more connection with my partner and I've been putting that off. And that's what one of the root pieces is to this challenge that I might be facing in terms of feeling motivated and then actually doing the dishes. So sometimes we have to pivot our thinking to looking at things that are much deeper within the task to then say, okay, where am I more motivated to engage with this situation? And oftentimes it's not that specific task. It's having to go back and kind of take some steps backwards or have conversations or do some more personal work on certain things or maybe think about a whole completely different, goal or task to kind of reframe instead of trying to force it so much. Because I think that is what sometimes people may feel when they're working toward goals. They may have this really clear shift they want to make. I want a cleaner kitchen. I want to do the dishes more frequently. But without really interrogating the motivation behind that and really trying to break that apart, it's really hard to make that work for that person. And I think this is where people get stuck in trying to reach their goals because they might focus specifically on the task versus the other kind of key pieces in terms of trying to figure out, okay, maybe I need to shift my motivation here. So I think that's what's so nice about coaching. Like when you sit down with a coach, you get to untangle that thinking and feeling and around motivation. But it's a really hard one. And then on the flip side of that, sometimes we just don't have a choice. We might have a deadline that we have to meet. And if we're not feeling motivated, yes, we can ask ourselves those questions and get to the root of what's really going on for us, which will likely help us feel more motivated. But at the end of the day, it might go back to what you said, LaShawn, of the strategy of just 5 minutes, just starting. Because once you start something, then the motivation follows versus, like you had said, motivation, then starting something. So that idea of the dishes just came to me in the moment of thinking about, just everyday challenges that people want to maybe shift or create more wellness in their life around and just don't have the energy or the thinking time to sit down and really consider what would work for them. LaShawn, do you have an example in your own life of like where you had to take a step back to really understand your motivation and then know what would work for you?
Yeah, I do have an example of that in terms of choosing a task that I think might be, or that I thought that might be beneficial, but that for whatever reason I wasn't feeling, or I didn't have the energy to do something about it. So, for example, going to a social event. A friend will invite me to a social event, and then I will think, oh, you know what? I want to go because my friend has invited me to the social event, but is this something that I really want to do? Do I want to go to this get together? And then, the day comes, and I'm like, oh, I'd rather sit at home, or I really want to rest. But at the same time, I have this obligation to a friend. And I did say that I was going to go to this social event. I have to then ask myself, well, why did I want to go to this social event in the first place? Is it because my friend asked me? Was I being a people pleaser in that moment, just saying yes because that was the easy thing to do instead of like, I really don't like being around crowds. So is there something else we could do together? Because I want to be with you, but I don't want to do that. That's hard to do. It's hard to be honest when someone is asking you to do something you don't want to do, but it's the activity you don't want to do. It's not that you don't want to be with that person. So, how do you separate out the desire to connect with that person and to strengthen the bond with that person and the mismatch of the activity, like this activity doesn't work for me. So then I go and then I'm disassociated. I'm not connecting at all. I'm not engaged. I'm there because I'm going through the motions, but I leave feeling really bad and feeling like I've betrayed myself. I haven't really had a quality time with my friend and I just don't know what I'm doing. So I don't know if that answers your question, but that's something that comes up when I think about having an idea about something and then it not really being the answer to the desire to stay connected to that friend. And that perhaps if I had been honest with myself and my friend and said, you know, I really don't like parties or I don't like to go to be around people I don't know. So can we go for coffee or can we do something else together? Then maybe that would have ended with more feelings of like being motivated to do it rather than just dragging myself there. So that's one thing that I think about when I think about your question.
Yeah, there's a level of mindfulness there, like asking yourself, why am I doing this? And then, you know, making an informed decision based on your own wants and needs rather than what somebody else may have out there. And so there's that mismatch that might be, you know, hedged with just sitting with oneself and being mindful about like, what do I really want here? Which is a really hard thing to do. And it brings up all these other questions. But I liked your example because it does show how motivation is one of the key questions we can be asking ourselves on our day to day too. Like, what's motivating me about this? Why do I want to go to this event? Or, you know, what motivation do I have to do something different? Just kind of really thinking about that and then holding that with, you know, that kindness and compassion for ourselves too, because we might get into a loop sometimes where the thinking can get a little bit distorted, you know, sitting with this idea of, you know, just our thoughts before going to an event or trying to reach a goal or whatever it may be. I do see that cycle a lot with motivation where people are trying to reach a goal, whether that's working out or kind of like some of your more standard goals that we hear about with, you know, healthy habits, eating, those types of things, and then getting really frustrated and falling off of their plans rather quickly. And if the coach hasn't had that question about motivation with the person before embarking on the plan, then I think it's most likely that it won't work out. So I see this also as a proactive strategy for myself and for clients about really thinking about one's motivation. And then when we get so down on ourselves or frustrated with ourselves about motivation, it's like that question of, do we need to be motivated here? You know, can we not force it? And what would that look like? You know, it could be just a shift or it could be just a stop in the plan. But really thinking about those questions, I think can be helpful because I know anytime I've set out on goal attainment projects or whatever they might be for myself, the moment I stop and get frustrated and create like no movement for myself, it just kind of fizzles out rather than me sitting with that and asking some of those more challenging questions to see maybe where I should be shifting my energy to. And so I see how helpful motivation is here. It's always been a topic just personally that seems kind of foreign to me because it's hard. And, you know, we know that at least what you read in various sources about how people often don't achieve their goals and they just kind of fall off on their trying to reach their goals, especially prior to this or this time of year, if they were New Year's goals. So instead of trying to completely think about the change in the goal, it's like, okay, how do I think about the change in the motivation and my approach to that? So yeah, are you feeling motivated to achieve something recently and like have a really strong understanding of yourself with that?
I like what you said about rather than changing the task itself, or if I heard this correctly, I'm hearing that one's motivation for something and they're choosing a task, like, for example, going to the gym if they want to, if they have a fitness goal. So they go to the gym. And so instead of giving up on, you know, going to the gym, or so the going to the gym doesn't work, so they give up on the fitness goal, rather than changing the fitness goal, changing the motivation in terms of like what you do to get the fitness goal. So if going to the gym isn't working, then maybe something else would work to get to your fitness goal. Now, I want to pause here and just make sure that I'm interpreting what you said correctly.
Yeah, I think that is very much the case about what I was saying. And then also just not only shifting, you know, what you're going to try, but also taking a moment to interrogate your motivation, your why, your purpose for doing the shift in your behavior.
Yeah. So then I think that we're on the same page on that case. So shifting to your other question that you asked me, have I had that situation where I've lost my motivation for something? Is that what you had asked before? Your previous question, like, if you could just ask that again.
Yeah, I think or that you're feeling motivated about, and like what that is like and what that is.
Oh, something that I'm feeling motivated about and what that's like. What am I feeling motivated about? Honestly, I'm in this really strange place right now where I am not particularly motivated to do anything. I'm actually in this stage where I am re-examining my values or re-examining my motivation for the things that I'm doing. So here's the thing. I'm feeling very overwhelmed at work with this shifting and things happening at work that are evoking feelings of inadequacy and just, you know, kind of that question of what am I doing? Why am I doing it? And so I was motivated to do a great job, to serve, to add value. And it's the same with coaching. Do a great job, serve, add value. Those are the my three motivations, like points of motivation, sources of motivation. And I am now in this place where I feel overwhelmed and exhausted and not sure where I should be placing my energy, that I've got things going on at home too that are demanding my attention, red flags that are going off, you know, with my changing behaviors and my 14-year-old, and just really feeling like I need to stop and really focus on her and make sure she's okay. And then also feeling like I need to look at myself as well. So the answer to your question is no, I haven't felt really motivated to do anything. I really just feel like stopping, taking some time, reevaluate, reprioritize things that I'm doing in my life that have resulted in a feeling of overwhelm. So I guess the question I would ask you is, do you have that? Are you feeling really motivated to do something in your life?
Yeah, let me go back, because you said that you aren't really doing anything. You're going to stop and reflect. But that still is something, right?
Right, absolutely. So I guess I'm really motivated to do that.
But also, is it because of the feeling of overwhelm, just a shift in your perspectives? Like, you know, what's going on there, which is the actual motivation that's leading to that?
Well, it's... I don't want to say like it's a crisis of identity or it's a crisis of purpose, maybe. There's this sense that things are accelerating quickly, almost as if things are kind of going faster than I'm ready to, And then things are happening, I'm reacting, being very reactive in my life. And there is a sense of time, not having enough time, things changing so quickly before I'm ready. So the motivation behind it is a sense of what, I guess it's a desire to make the best of the time that I have, knowing that time is precious and it's just going forward. It doesn't go backwards, right? So mm-hmm. I would say I am really motivated to gain clarity, balance, a sense of purpose. Well, I do have a sense of purpose, but it's reactive and I really want it to be more intentional. So I'm doing all these things because they're coming up and I got to do them. And at the end of the day, I'm thinking, okay, so is this the best use of my time? Am I losing valuable time with my children? Am I losing valuable time with my loved ones in order to react to these immediate needs? So I am motivated to come from a place of strength and a place of love and a place of calm. That's my motivation.
Yeah. And it sounds like that goes ties to your values too, which makes me think, okay, so a whole topic we could probably talk about on is like untangling motivation and values.
Yeah, values. Yeah, definitely. Values comes up a lot. Yep.
Yeah. And then you had asked about, am I motivated? What made me think of this, kind of pursue this idea of motivation a little bit more is because of the tangible thing going on with my arm, right? Mm-hmm. I have PT three times a day on the app. I see the PT in person, not three times a day, but just like this, there's something very tangible there that I know I must do to get the use of my hand back. And it made me think, well, what about framing a workout, just that same percentage of time, right? Doing those exercises that, you know, these aren't hurting me to do these PT exercises. They're making things improve a lot. If I reframed exercise in that way and did that consistently. And for me, it makes me wonder, I'm like, I don't know if I could stick with that, right? Because it's still not that level of external motivation that is the same level of external motivation with the hand. So then I'm like, I need to probably go back to, for other motivational pieces in my life, what are the internal motivators and what are the intrinsic things that I need at this point in my life? And so am I motivated to do anything in particular at the moment outside of getting my hand back? Not as much, but it did create this pause a little bit in my life where I was able to think, have more reflective time that seemed to be more effective than what I had done in the past. And, you know, that did reprioritize certain relationships in my life and really trying to focus on those in a more healthy way. So I have motivation to do that right now. And it's not like I have a clear plan on how to do that or exactly what I'm doing with that. But there are little kind of pieces of a foundation that have been laid that is one of my things I'm feeling motivated toward. So then how is that impacting everything else with the limited energy and resources that I have? So I am not doing as much work as I typically would do. I'm definitely not typing hardly at all, like not nearly as much as I would typically do. And so are there ways I could be doing those things, doing more work and, you know, typing with voice to text, type or whatever? Yes. And it's just not where I'm at right now. And so I think part of it is also honoring that piece, right? We're not linear humans. And so if that's not where I'm at right now, it kind of takes me back to that original question. Do I even need to be motivated in my work right now in a certain way that maybe, you know, I would be without the accident or whatever. So it just has allowed for more prioritization of a relationship, but otherwise motivation is a tricky one. because I wish I could have that internal peace in me, like I do with the PT, where it's just like clockwork. And that's just, I can't do that. Or I don't want to do that. Like, is my motivation there and why not? I think the motivation piece is I don't want to get into that habit. Like, and I don't know why. So yeah, that's where I'm at right now on just like personal life and motivation.
Yeah. I think that I like the example of, you know, the very real need to restore your arm, to be able to use it and to have, you know, to recover. So that's a very immediate thing that you need to do, right? So I think that that's a really important thing to think about as well. So our circumstances can also kind of influence our motivation. For example, if I were in crisis, or if, you know, there were something that just needed, that I needed to do something in order to make something better immediately, then my motivation would be more so than a long-term, like you were talking about, kind of more long-term goal. That's also interesting feature of motivation, is that my experience has been that if there's something like immediate that needs to get done, then I have the motivation, no problem. It gets done. I have the motivation. It's not something I really have to think about. But when it's a long-term thing, like for example, my mental wellness or physical wellness, and it requires a practice or routine, I do have resistance to it as well. I don't know if it's maybe our intrinsic resistance to change. Maybe we're connected to an idea of ourselves, and somehow if we change our routine around something, it will change our identity or something, like how we, or maybe we're might be afraid we might lose something, but we don't know what that thing is. Like, what is that loss? What is keeping me from doing something that logically seems like a really good idea? Like you were talking about with your wrist and your PT and how that's like clockwork for you, and applying it to a fitness routine is like, well, I can't do that kind of thing, you know, that's coming. But my question, and this is purely out of curiosity, why can't you do that? And why doesn't it apply? This is really just a curious question. Because I find that too in my own life, like I can't apply certain things that work in certain areas of my life that seems logically and reasonably I should be able to apply to other areas of my life. For example, I'm very disciplined and organized in my work. But when I come home, it's all reactive. You know, the kids are hungry, bake the food. You know, there's no structure. There's no organization, which is so opposite of my work. Like I've got my notebook, I've got my to-do list, I've got my tasks, I know what I need to do, but I can't apply that to my personal life. And when I think about, hey, you know, you're really good at that in your work life, why can't you do that in your own life? And I'm like, no, it's like, there's a part of me that's like, no, like kind of bratty part of me that's like, I don't want to do that. And I just don't know why that is.
Maybe we like to compartmentalize strategies. Also, maybe there's a sense of urgency, like with my hand or at work, like there's a level of urgency that is embedded not only in itself, but like societally, whereas there's not a sense of urgency as a parent have a task list and to, you know, be extremely organized to parent our children. So maybe if that was more of a societal norm or expectation, potentially that also might be different, which these are all coming from the outside, right? These are all outside reasons versus just the internal, you know, values alignment and motivation. So it gets so complex because it's all of the things. And yeah, your question earlier about like, why can't I apply that to a workout routine? It sounds beautiful. It's like, I already have it built in. I have the time. And I need some coaching because I don't know. I need to know what's going on with my motivation here, because it is frustrating on that level. And maybe it's just something I don't value right now. Like maybe things are good enough with my physical, you know, the amount of steps I get in, things like that. Whereas like with my hand, it's not just good enough. It's like, it needs to be perfect. I need to get this back to working. There's some difference there, but also going to like the parenting thing. Yeah. At work, I am a very organized person like you are. And at home, that just sounds like that would be really hard for me to implement something that was more task driven. And maybe that's because it's more relational, right, than work is. And so how we spend our time with our families is kind of more on a relational level. But I love that question. I think it's a really good question and it really gets at the nuance of motivation. And I'm just sitting here thinking, like, I think I want to kind of throw the workout idea out the window for now, because I just know deep down it's not something I want to work toward right now. So it's like, when do you listen to your intuition, and like, how are we covering that up when we're extra busy? It's kind of hard to access that. Mm-hmm. So I think just maybe taking more reflection in people's days, that might be helpful to really getting at this motivation piece, to see the type of changes one wants in their lives. And keeping in mind, you know, how strategies may not carry over to other aspects of our lives. Probably not a lot of changes we want to make doesn't either, right? We had that episode on micro moments. So thinking about at the most basic level of the micro moment concept, you know, what is a shift or a change? And it sounds like you're already doing that, LaShawn, with your reflection that you're going through right now. It's kind of like a micro shift.
So. Yeah. Some things that came up when you were talking, we touched on values, but there's two things that are kind of dichotomous: should versus want to. Like, I should do this versus I want to do this. They have very different feelings for me. A should is something that is definitely external. It's my perception of the expectations, societal expectations, familial expectations, expectations of others of me. That's a should. And of course, it's also not only expectations of others, but it's just the fact of life that there are certain things you just have to do, like taxes. It's like, you have to do taxes. You can't not file taxes. So whether you're motivated or not, I guess you're kind of extrinsically motivated by the fear of the IRS coming after you, but it's necessary, and it's something that's just part of life, and it's something that needs to be done. Making money, whether it's self-employed or employed by another entity, needs to happen in order to get the things that you need in life. It's just the society that we're in. That's how it works. So those are some shoulds, but then there are also the shoulds that we kind of feel, I'm a mother and mothers should A, B, C, D kind of things, you know? And if you interact with parents or relatives, that comes up a lot. Like, what should be done in parenting, as opposed to what you want to do as a parent. That's one thing that's come up with motivation in this conversation, is the intrinsic versus extrinsic motivation. In terms of, like, when you're talking about your wrist, that seems more intrinsic, and it's also extrinsic in a way, because you have a desire to regain full capacity to use your arm. So there's that intrinsic. But the extrinsic is, this is an injury that needs tending. And then for mine, needing to reflect, there's definitely a desire to be more balanced and more, or to be calmer in my life. But there's also the extrinsic of certain things that are happening as a result of not tending to my children more attentively, or getting wrapped up with work and then kind of losing sight of what's going on with my children, because things are happening, like, oh, you know, wow, I see that this is happening. This needs tending to. So there's a mix, I think, there. And my experience is that if it's intrinsic motivation, it's smoother, easier, as opposed to extrinsic. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think it might be different for everyone. And for me personally, when you highlighted like the arm as an example of an intrinsic and extrinsic combo situation with motivation, I agree with that too, because the extrinsic piece with that too, being that app, I just can put that on autoplay. It just tells me what to do, right? 3 times a day. And I just do that, which is really convenient. So I think for me, both of those have to always be at play in my life as in some level, like the intrinsic factors and the extrinsic. And, you know, I know growing up, I think it was in middle school, like we had to take that quiz, like, are you more intrinsically motivated or extrinsically motivated?
Yeah.
I don't remember what I put, but since I was so motivated by grades, I'm sure it was extrinsic. But it's like, no, I think it's both. And I think it's a spectrum of both for everyone. So really being able, maybe also when you're working with someone and motivation, to look at all the intrinsic factors that are going on, all the extrinsic factors that are going on, and then find a way to kind of smooth that line between them to find something that might work for the individual. The other thing I think of with extrinsic and intrinsic too is like trying things on. Like maybe you're typically a little more intrinsic. What would it feel like to try on something a little more extrinsic, but vice versa, to just kind of jumpstart the process of creating more movement around a particular goal for yourself. And so that comes up as well. And then just thinking about how intrinsic and extrinsic can also interplay throughout the day. I can be more intrinsically motivated at home, more extrinsically motivated at work, but then they can also shift and kind of go different directions as well. So yeah, I feel like we need this model for motivation that looks at, you know, values, challenges, intrinsic, extrinsic, and societal expectations and our own expectations. And I think just listing those things out, I hope that people hear and internalize how hard this topic really is for ourselves when it comes to our own human development, and that it's okay if a strategy or a pathway isn't working with one of those. You can, like we talked about and you brought up earlier, LaShawn, you don't necessarily have to completely shift the outcome that you're looking for, but you can shift the pathway to get to it. Or you can shift, make a small change. Oh, that didn't work, so I'm going to bump over here and try this, and then I'm going to try this. So just being flexible is also part of motivation, because motivation ebbs and flows as well. And it's not that it's going to ebb and flow throughout the lifetime to get to your goal. It's also going to be that way throughout the day. So I know one of the big questions in coaching that we used to use quite a bit with students was like, where do you feel most productive in your day? Right. And, you know, how can you get a lot of your studies done then and that sort of thing. So I'm glad you brought that up. And for me, how am I feeling right now intrinsically and extrinsically, besides the arm? I think I'm a little confused still, a little conflicted. And that means that I probably need to just reset with more reflection on this for myself. Yeah,
I think this is a good segue into the coaching nuggets. One coaching nugget that I that kind of bubbled up to the surface for me is that this conversation is a reminder for me how important it is to self-reflect and to give yourself time to get to know what works for you and what doesn't work for you, especially with motivation, because you did start this conversation with the question, if I don't feel motivated, do I have to, or is that necessary? And I think that that's really important for us to consider. There is a kind of unspoken rule about that, that if somehow if you're not motivated, that somehow there's something missing, or you're doing something wrong, or you've got to change something to be motivated. My coaching nugget would be, just a challenge this week to take the time, maybe take a walk in nature, and give yourself the space to reflect on your why.
Yeah, I really like that, reflecting on your why, bringing that piece back in. And I guess my coaching nugget to build on the reflection piece is maybe to sit down and think about those factors. You know, what are your intrinsic motivators? What are your extrinsic? Where are you feeling conflicted? What are you challenged by? And really spending some time journaling about those, not necessarily writing down, but you can talk about them with someone. Or have a conversation with someone and learn from what they're doing too, because then that expands your awareness about what might work for you too. So just starting to have those conversations a little bit more if you're wanting to be a little bit more motivated and just not feeling it, or if you feel like you need to shift in what's really motivating you. So that is my nugget of wisdom for this episode.
Thanks for joining us for Coaching as Benevolence. I'm LaShawn with Maychelle Sage Place, Positive Intelligence Coaching.
And I'm Erin with Roots and Wings, Grief and Loss Coaching.
Have a benevolent day.